June 30th, 2017. Once again, I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal now and Father of all generations. O man of earth, do not allow my words of warning to fall upon deaf ears and a stubborn heart. In pursuit of earthly happiness, you cast aside my commandments and expose the jugular of all righteousness to satanic reasoning. You are no longer thinking as my children, but as instruments of evil. Every life you abort in the womb changes the future of the world forever. All the disregard you hold in your hearts for your fellow man, and disregard for choosing good over evil, has predestined certain aspects of my justice. Still, I appeal to you. Place me first in your hearts once again. Do not set my commandments aside as obsolete laws too difficult to follow. Respect my dominion over each soul, all of earth, and the entire universe. I offer you my paternal love and heart. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 5 through 6. Be sure of this, that no immoral or impure man or one who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Another note is given to read Daniel chapter 9, 9 through 10. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, because we have rebelled against him and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by following his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.